Okay, I think we've got quite a few people online now, so we can get started. Get the main agenda. Okay. First item, any feedback on the minutes of the last meeting? No, okay, so we'll move on. EG items, grid operator on duty handover from France and Central, who were helping out for a day, to Germany, Switzerland and CERN. So I didn't. There was no issue reported by Central Europe, and the only item coming from the France COD was an information item. So it's just to let people know there's a problem with GSTAT, which caused many false alarms related to BDI tests. These failed tests for the BDIs were caused by a transitory ASGC network outage of 20 minutes on the 11th of August. So it was just a glitch in the system. So nothing to worry about, in case anybody was wondering. Any questions? Okay, I guess it's a quiet time of year, so everything should be fairly straightforward for the COD. Okay, so moving on. Pre-production service reports and issues. There was nothing raised in any of the issues that I saw on the kick portal from any of the rocks. Are there any issues that anybody wants to raise for the pre-production service now? No, okay, so we'll move on. G-Lite release news. So eventually G-Lite 3.1 update 28 was released into production last week, a little later than intended. There's a list there of the highlights of in the release update, together with the note that FTS SL4 version of FTS had a bug in it, so nobody should be installing that. I'm getting a lot of noise in the background. Just going to see if I can.
Lucas, sorry. Is there a way to mute it?
I'll do it from here. Hang on, if we can find it.
I don't want them to hear.
Try #1 on your phone.
Really, muted. I muted. I mean, don't they hear from there anyway?
No, it's because your headphones.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, I found you, so I've muted you centrally, if you like. I think if you press #1, unmute you, I believe. Okay, so getting back to it. So G-Lite release news in production last week, update 28. In that was the SL4 version of FTS. Unfortunately, it came with a very big bug. An announcement was, or broadcast was sent out very quickly afterwards telling everybody about this with some detail, and the RPMs were removed from the repository. There is a fix for this. There are patches to fix this in the pipeline. In fact, I think they're already out of certification into pre-production, but there's an item later on the agenda to see what we want to do with it. So I'll leave that until later.
Nick, was it a production site that spotted the problem?
No, actually, it was as soon as the broadcast went out, it was either the developer or Gavin McCants, who runs the service here at CERN. They already knew about the bug. There was a miscommunication in the release process. So normally every patch that goes through should be checked for any outstanding bugs, and there was a hole in the release process that this was done, but only. We realise now that it was basically the test teams that would do this for any bugs that they found. But of course, this particular bug wasn't found by a test team. It's found by the developer once the patch was already out of certification. So the link between the bug and the patch was never made. So it made it all the way through into production, which it shouldn't have done, obviously. So the process has now been amended.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. So anyway, yes, we'll come back to this a little bit later in the agenda, this particular thing there, SL4 version of FTS. In the pre-production service, nothing new. Well, okay, there was update 29, which is, well, this may have already gone, I'm not sure. Anyway, update 29 of G-Lite 3.1, which is LFC 1611. So that was, I think that went in last week and went through deployment testing, and so we're hoping to get this into production within the next one or two days. In fact, it'll either be later on today or first thing tomorrow morning. I know that Lawrence Field has updated the repository, although I think it hasn't been mirrored yet. So So, but that should happen within the next half hour, and the web pages. So it just needs the broadcast putting together and a couple of other things, and it'll be available. So that's LFC 1611, which I know.
Message complete. Press R, the 7 key, to review your message. D, the 3 key, to discard your message and record over. U, the 8 key, to make your message urgent. X, the 9 key, to deliver your message and exit the system. I will repeat these instructions in a moment. If you would like to leave another message, enter the mailbox number now.
Let's see if X does it.
That is not a valid mailbox number. Please try again.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Let me see if we can mute this out. I'm not sure we can.
Please try again later. Goodbye.
Excellent. Goodbye. All right, okay, so moving on. Okay, any questions about the recent releases into or out of the pre-production server? Nope, okay. Let's hope we're not just speaking to a recording here. EGE issues coming from the Rock reports, I didn't see any. If there are anybody has any issues they want to raise them now. Nope, okay, so we'll move on swiftly to the slightly earlier than we should be doing, so we may be short on some of the experiments representatives, but anyway, we'll crack on. WLCG issues coming from the ROC reports again. I didn't see anything in the ROC reports that needed to be raised at the meeting, but if anybody has something they want to raise, do so now. Okay, so we'll move on. An update on the endpoints of the FTM service at the Tier 1 sites. So as information came in, I was just adding it to this list that we have on the agenda. So the only two we are missing now are NDGF and BNL.
As NDGF, should I do something about this? Ask someone there? Because I don't know anything about this, sorry.
Yeah, I know. We did get a response saying that they hadn't, NDGF weren't installing the FTM because they have their own monitoring system, which they preferred. But I can't remember. I think a message was sent saying that it's not for necessarily their own internal monitoring, but so that the experiments can extract monitoring data. Now, I don't think I've had a response. So, yes, please, if you can contact them and
okay,
just say
I'll follow
that,
it up.
Just to install the, I think it's a fairly simple installation process to install this service. That'll be good.
Okay,
just so
please.
We can, so we can broadcast the endpoint.
Yep. Okay. All right. I'll let them know.
Okay. That's great. Thanks. And BNL was the only other Tier 1 site that I don't remember getting a reply from. Do we have anybody from BNL on the line? It's probably a little early, it's a short time, it's 9, maybe. Okay, so I'll chase them up again offline. And I'm pretty sure that we had an action item and that, in fact, this should become automated at some point in the future, I think, shouldn't it?
Yeah, but not soon.
Not soon, okay. So we'll keep this list until it's completed, it'll be on the agenda, and then we'll decide what to do with it after that. We don't spend too much time manually populating it, but we'll decide what to do until we've got the automated fix in place. So, any questions about the FTM endpoint? Nope. Okay. So, we'll move on to the next one. This is where we could do with the experiments being here. So, maybe we'll come back to the FTS discussion in a little later, see some of the experiments representatives turn up. Okay, so the next item is correction of availability metrics. So last week there was a glitch. There was a test that was set to critical in error. It was, for various reasons. It wasn't supposed to happen, but it just accidentally got set to critical status, and so therefore all of the failures that test and affected the availability metrics. This was spotted, so if you look at the metrics now, they're incorrect. But the GridView team are working on recalculating the metrics, and they can do that completely. There won't be any loss of data or inconsistencies. They just use a different filter that doesn't have this test as critical. So they can recalculate those availabilities. They were hoping to have it done before this meeting, but apparently it's still in progress, so hopefully there'll be an announcement, or try and make sure there's an announcement when the availabilities have been corrected, and then people can check for themselves that they, whether they think they're right or not. Any questions on this? Nope, okay. Next item, WLCG service intervention. So these are the highlights. I would recommend people to take a quick look through the broadcast. I didn't get the chance to do that, so if there's anything in there, I may have missed it. And also the scheduled downtimes is in the GOPDB. I've hopefully corrected the link. It was pointing to an old... Let me just check it, see if it goes to the right place. Okay, I can't check it from this machine, but fine. So if you go to the, if you do go to that link, hopefully it works now. But in the GOGDB, there is a list of downtimes for all sites, so you can go there to get the details for everything. These are just a few sites I picked out that I thought people may be interested in, particularly the experiments. So we have CNAF with an outage tomorrow for their local time from 9 in the morning until 8 in the evening. And this is for a caster upgrade. Daisy are at risk for about 3 days while they move one of their full nodes. CS have an outage for a day, well, no, a couple of hours, in fact, replacement of a faulty DIN on storage pool node. And Griff have electrical maintenance and are out for, I think, a week, starting from Thursday of this week. Are there any other tier ones that have an intervention in the next week or two that we should tell people about now?
You could mention that Saronikov has doing a network intervention where they may just get a brief interrupt.
Okay.
That's today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow, okay.
Yep.
Actually, that's a good point. I think I didn't... Yes, that's a good point. Cause
the status is at risk rather than down.
Down, okay. So people may want to look at the scheduled downtime list, because I've just realised I've only looked at the ones in the future, and I've not looked at anything that's in progress at the moment. So there may be important things that are in progress at the moment. Okay, so moving on. WLCG operational review. Harry, anything to report?
Nothing on this timescale.
Okay. Okay, so we're pretty much needing the... we're so far ahead of schedule that we're reaching the end of this section before we should have even started it. Okay, so we'll go back to the FTS on SL4. So the question is this required? So we have now a patch, so we have a version of the SL4 FTS that we could release. But do we want to, given that... Certainly, as far as the experiments are concerned, and the tier ones, given that we're only days away from potentially startup, so a few, 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know, do we have anybody that has a strong feeling on this, or any of the experiments that are present? Resounding silence. So, okay, so I think, so let me just make sure I've not muted everybody. Sorry, Daniele, had you muted? I don't, if there was anything you wanted to say, please do so now. I've unmuted you.
Can you hear me?
Well, we can, yes.
Okay. So I would say that for the FTS SL4 issue, at least from CMS, but I think also others may share the same point, is that the priority is to have the transfer system as smooth as possible and to get all the possible advantages that we've been achieving hardly in the fall, in the past months and years. So any upgrade which is considered from the service provider to be critical in this phase, I would apply the biggest caution we can. That's
okay.
A very obvious message. I think also the other experiments will share that.
I'm sure there were. Do we have any representatives from the other experiments? No, unfortunately, we're still quite still 10 minutes away from the time we should normally be doing this. But I mean, that was what I expected to hear, was that it would need an extraordinarily good reason to put this update in place. My next question would be to the tier ones. Are there any tier ones that would have problems remaining on SL3 or binary equivalent? Okay, so I'm guessing probably not all of the tier ones are online, but so maybe we'll follow this up offline. That's the only thing I could see that may push this particular release out would be if any of the tier ones had said that they could not possibly remain on SL3 for this service. I mean, I expect it may be a little difficult, but I can't see it being impossible. But anyway, we'll follow this up offline by email. Does anybody else have any questions or comments on this item? No? Okay, so we'll move on. Okay, so we're now on to the reports from the experiments. I don't have anything. Do we have anybody from Alice on the line?
They report today.
Yeah. Fine, okay. Do we have anybody from Atlas on the line?
They had various problems over the weekend. The most ongoing one was with RAL, but that should be fixed today. But again, on the 1 week time scale.
No, exactly. Especially. Okay. Okay, so we have the report in there from Daniele CMS. Was there anything you wanted to add to it or highlight in particular, Daniele?
The only highlight is that today is the day one for our Cruise F4 exercise. And as I've been reporting to our daily WSG call, we've been starting slowly with some components in, and some other we'll join most probably this afternoon. We have a RAM meeting in progress right now. And for the rest, we are trying to put in place some operation shifts on the computing side, focusing now not anymore only on the Tier 0 workflows. The data operations team for us did it already since quite some time and successfully. And we are trying to extend it now to monitor the overall infrastructure, interfacing with grid operations and the distributed facilities. So we will get some feedback on this during this week. I hear some noise. I hope you can get my voice.
Yeah, no, you're fine. We can hear you.
Okay. And then we have a Monte Carlo production round starting now. It's called the Summer 08 production. Concerning the Tier 1 sites, which are the most critical in this sense, we have been receiving a detailed recipe from the data operations team, which gives you a feeling of which is the exact size of the data which are expected to land to the Tier 1 sites. And I've been taking from their report just a small summary table, which I posted on the agenda page. So that's it.
Okay, thanks for that, Daniel. Yes, I see the table, so hopefully that should be useful to the Tier 1s.
No problem.
Okay, thanks for that. So anybody, any questions for CMS? No, okay, so we'll move on. Do we have anybody from LHCB on the line? Okay. We're getting a little bit of noise from your end, Daniele, so I'm just going to mute you again, if that's okay.
Yes, please do.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so... my apologies, it wasn't from your phone, Daniele, still got the noise. I have no idea where it's coming from. Interference of some sort. So I'll unmute you, just in case you have anything else you want to bring up. So the storage services, as far as I know, so the wiki is still up to date. This week's update has not been updated. I'm waiting for a response from Plavia. See if we need to keep this working. Okay, so we'll move on to the OSG items. Do we have anybody from OSG on the line?
Yeah, this is Rob. I'm here.
Hi, Rob. Hi. So I didn't see any more tickets. It was the one that we discussed last week was still open. I think we haven't closed it, but I don't think there's any problem with it.
Yeah, actually, we only had one ticket that was open, and it looked like it was resolved over the weekend at Boston University, so I've sent an update to GGUS this morning, and the rest of the things look good.
Excellent. I wish we could say that for all the regions. Okay, thanks for that. So, was there anything you wanted to raise at all, Rob? Any questions or anything?
Nope, I'm good. I will be there next week, and I'll send mail back as to when I'd like to meet with you.
Okay, fine, yeah, no problem.
And I got, I know we were going to meet with the GGUS group also. I got a on-vacation message last week from Gunter, so I don't know if he'll be back or not.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
Yep.
Okay, so anybody got any questions for OSG? Nope, okay. Just to let you know, so Gonzalo, sorry, I've had to mute you because we were getting the feedback or the interference from your phone. So if you need to say something, you can write, if you're logged in to the system, you can send me a message and I'll unmute you. Or I think you can do #1. I think that it's supposed to unmute you on the system. Okay, so onto the penultimate item, action items. Let me just get the list. Open the list up. A horrible feeling there's a whole list of them for me that I haven't read. Okay, so anyway, moving down the list, action item 210 was to do with the version of Python that gets bundled in with the UI or the WorkNet? I don't remember now.
UI.
Anyway, clients UI. So it's the version of Python that's there. There's an update from SA3, update on the 11th. So, do we have anybody from the France Rock on the line?
Yeah. Hi, Nick. This is Helen. I, as agreed last week, I checked out. Unfortunately, the person who has made extensive tests on that is Pierre Girard, who is coming back next week. So,
okay.
I had wrote you an email saying that I would like this to be to stay open until his return.
Okay, fine, that's fine. So we'll leave it open until next week. Okay, no problem.
Yes, please.
Okay,
thanks.
So moving on, SAMUP is giving critical errors rather than warnings when sites do not update their CA RPMs 7 days prior to the deadline. So there was an email sent about this, and I cannot remember the if there was an update. So I'll follow this one up offline. My apologies. I think there was an answer, and I've not pasted it into the action item. So we'll move on. 237. Find the probable release date for the Cream CE. So I was hoping, I thought Antonio, who manages a lot of this stuff through the PPS, was here this week. He is, but not today, unfortunately. So it'll be next week we'll have an update on this action item. So moving on. 238. Make the owners of the CA RPM release process aware of the issues that were raised by Rock France. So I know that MITRE has done this. I'm not sure what I won't close the action item just yet. I'll get an update from MITRE, a few words, and paste it into the action item and mark it as closed probably. Issue 239, Atlas to submit a GIGAS ticket detailing the problems of slow response to the GOCDB seen in the evenings. So the update last week from, I can't remember who it was now, was that they had not seen the slow response for a little while, so they were waiting to see if it reoccurred, and if it does, then they'll raise a ticket. So I think we can close this particular action item, and they'll raise a ticket if the problem recurs. So the next one, 241. Should have been closed and I forgot to do it, so my apologies for that. And 243, check if the KCA is still needed in the RCGCA set.
They must have met now for another week, so
yeah,
should get some information back.
So we'll have a trawl through the minutes of the LCGMB and see what they decided. We can update the ticket from there. Okay, so I think that's the end of the actions, unless anybody thinks we've missed one. No, okay. So, on to any other business. Okay. So, I guess we're having on. So, the next meeting will be same time next week. Hopefully see plenty of people there. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.